top of that Shamech Tova Min Aleph. So we had the case where Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba and Rav Asi came to an inn, and the goy came on Shabbos. He wasn't there before Shabbos, and he came on Shabbos. And the question was, could they be socher the rishus from the goy, since the goy didn't asher when he was away, and they made an eruv. Once the goy came, the eruv was bottled. So now the question was, could they be socher his rishus on Shabbos, and then be mevatel their rishus to one of them, so at least minimally they would be able to carry into the chotzer. So they went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said to them, Yofa sisem shesachartem. Did a good thing. It was you're allowed to be socher the rishus on Shabbos. It helps. Toba nardoi. So the nardoi wondered about this. They looked into it. They smelled into it. Because umi om Rabbi Yochanan hachi. The Rabbi Yochanan say that you could be socher rishus on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan socher kema'ariv domi. Rabbi Yochanan said that socher is just like ma'ariv. My love, my ma'ariv be'od yom, my socher be'od yom. Didn't he mean to say that just like an eruv you have to make before Shabbos comes, you can't make the eruv on Shabbos, it has to be chal already when Shabbos comes in. So too, socher is like ma'ariv, you have to do it before Shabbos. You can't be socher rishus on Shabbos. So where's his low? What he meant to say was the following, not that socher and ma'ariv are all the same, it always has the same halacha. He meant that lekula, that there are situations where socher is like ma'ariv lekula. All the kulas that making an eruv has, socher has too, but doesn't have the chumras. You can be socher rishus on Shabbos, even though you can't be ma'ariv on Shabbos. So what were the kulas that he mentioned? The first one is that just like an eruv, as long as it has the right amount of food, it doesn't have to be worth a shavapruta. So too, socher, you don't have to have a shavapruta to be socher rishus. Uma ma'ariv afilu shchira v'lakito, just like ma'ariv, you don't have to have the person himself contribute to the eruv, but any of his workers can contribute to the eruv. Any one of them can stand in his place and contribute to the Erev. Av socher afilu shchir lakito. So too, you can be socher rishus, lav davka, from the main person, but from any of his workers. You don't have to go to him directly. You can be socher the rishus from any of his workers. Uma ma'ariv chamisha sheshurim b'chotzer achas, echad ma'ariv al yidei kulan. And just like ma'ariv, you have five people who are in a chotzer. Each one has their house. And they made an Erev together. So all five contributed towards the pass of the Erev. Now they have another chotzer that adjoins them, or a mavli, let's call that adjoins them, and they want to be, what's it called, make an Erev together with the other chotzer in the mavli. So what they have to do is take their Erev and bring it to the other chotzer, and the other people will contribute, and that way they all become partners in both chatzeros. So all five don't have to bring the Eruv into the other chotzer. It's enough for one of them to take the Eruv and to bring it into the other chotzer. So just like Eruv, five of them, right, what's it called, could be Ma'ariv, what's it called, by through one. So Chernami, Chamisha, Shishrim, B'chotzer, Achas, Echad, Socher, Ayakulam. Same thing. All five don't have to go and be involved in renting out the Goy's Rishus. As long as one goes and rents it out, right, even though the other five aren't involved, that's good enough. Rashi. Lo, mama arav afilu pachas. When Rabbi Yochanan said that ma'arav is like socher, is like ma'arav, he didn't mean it l'chumra. That just like you can't be ma'arav on Shabbos, you can't be socher on Shabbos. De l'kulak shinu, Rabbi Yochanan, velo l'chumra. De l'chol eruv in l'hakel. All halachas of eruv are l'hakel. And therefore, what's it called, he was makishit l'kula, not l'chumra. Mama arav afilu shchiru lakito de nochri im Yisrael hu kedamar leil no sein ruva v'dayu. Right, just like what's it called, a yid can make the eruv for the goy, Right? He can, what's it called, if a yid works for a goy, he can contribute to the Erev. And we said, because Rashi holds that the Shechira Lakitu become like the Bailim. So it's like now that there's a Jewish Bailim on this thing, not a goy. So he can be part of the Erev. The Rai that holds that it doesn't become like a Bailim, he becomes a Shliach for the Baal. So the goy remains the goy, who's the Baal, and the Shechira Lakitu become his Shliach, that even against his will, or even without his knowledge, they can, what's it called, take his place. But they can only do what he could do. He can't be part of an Erev. He could be socher his rishus. So the yid can be socher the rishus of the goy. That's how the Ravid holds. And Rashi holds that he can, what's it called, when the yid works for the goy, the yid can become part of the Erev. You don't have to be socher rishus anymore from the goy, because there's a proxy here who's a bailim of this thing, since he works for the goy, and he can contribute to the Erev. You don't have to be socher anymore. You can contribute to the Erev. Av socher afilu shchiru lakito de nochri. Im nochri hu maskir rishus adonav l'diure achotcha. Right, on the other hand, if the guy is a goy, and the workers are goyim, then they can't make an Erev, because even if they're violent, they're still goyim. But they can, what's it called, you can be socher the rishus from those goyim. Echad ma'aravai de kulan, kegon beis chatseros u'pesach beinehim. You have two chatseros, and they have a door between them. So, ubola arev zuimzu. So, and they want to make an Erev. So, the five people who are in the one chatzer made an Erev already in their chatzer. Now they want to include the chatzer that's on the other side of the door. So, molich eruvo, echad molich eruvo shalzu letov shalzu. So, what do you have to do? One of them takes the Erev from their chatzer and brings it into the other chatzer, and now all the chatzeros, both chatzeros are considered one rishus. The havi shliach v'chaverot, he becomes a shliach for the other ones. Kedetanya b'hai pirka, chamisha shigavu eseruvan, keshehei molichin also the makamacher, echad molichai de kulan. One can do it without the other one's rishus, he becomes a shliach for the other ones, Rashi says. See, there's another way of learning too, but Rashi says it works as shlichus. Chamishi Yisrael sheshruyim im hanochri b'chotzer achas, echad mehem socher min hanochri b'shviklum. So too, you have five people living together with a goy, so they have to be socher the rishus of the goy. One of them can do it as a shliach for all of them. So now the Gemara says, tohi bo Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar looked into this. He smelled into it to see what's going on. Amrav Zera might to hear the Rabbi Lazar. What was, you know, he looked at something didn't smell right over here. So he smelled it out. Right? Something was wrong. So Rabbi Zera said, what's Rabbi Lazar? What's the problem? Amrav Sheshes, Gavar Rabbi, Rabbi Zera, lo yodam at to hear the Rabbi Lazar. A great person like Rabbi Zera didn't know what Rabbi Lazar's problem was. Kokashi led the Shmuel Rabbe. He was bothering him, something that his Rebbe Shmuel said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't seem to jive with what we just said here. D'omar Shmuel, kol makom sha'osrin, u'ma'arvin, what Shmuel said is the following, and doesn't jive with what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kol makom sha'osrin, u'ma'arvin, mevaklin. Wherever, without an Erev, the people would aser one on the other, and the Gemara is going to discuss where that case is, right? But they could make an Erev to take away the Iser. Then you could be mevakl rishus too. If he didn't make an Erev, then some of them can mevakel rishus to one of them, and then they could carry minimally whatever the result of mevakel rishus is. They can carry in the chotzer, right? They can carry from the guy's house who they're mevakel their rishus from to into the chotzer. They only can't carry from their houses into the chotzer anymore. But if they didn't make an Erev, so this will help minimally to let them carry something into the chotzer. Then Bittel helps. Then the Rabbanim were Mesak and the concept of Bittel, that they can mevatel the Rishus to one of them and carry into the Chatzar the way that it's mutter. But Ma'arvin Ve'in Osrim, in a case where they could make an Erev, but if they didn't make an Erev, they wouldn't Aser one on the other. Osrim Ve'in Ma'arvin, or they Aser and there's no way of making an Erev, then Bittel Rishus doesn't help. Then Ein Mevatlin. So now the Gemara says, Kol Mokum Sha'osrim Ma'arvin Mevatlin. What's the case? The normal case, where if they didn't make an Erev, they aser on each other, and if they can make an Erev to make it mutter. Where is that case? You have two chatzeros, one inside the other one. Okay, none of one farther in than the other one. Okay, so the inside one has access to the mavui or the Rishus HaRabim only through the outer one. So then the halacha is that if the inner one did not make an Erev, since it's usher for him to carry inside, and they didn't make an Erev together, then the outer one also, even if they made an Erev or usher, because it's Regel HaSura Bimkoma, Osera Shelo Bimkoma, that the people in the inside one didn't make an Erev, and therefore they usher on the outside one. So that's a case where if they didn't make an Erev together, then the inside one ushers on the outside one. But they could make an Erev together. The inside ones and the outside ones could make an Erev together, and then they're mutter. That's a case where Osrim Zalzeh, but Ma'arvim Zemzeh. In that case, they can make Bittel. And the inner ones can Mevatel their Rishus to the outer ones, and then the outer ones can carry. Because the inner ones have been Mesalik themselves from this whole place. From the outside one. They close the door, they stay there in their own place on Shabbos, right? According to Rashi, at least, according to Tosfos, they still can walk through, but they basically relinquish their rights in the Chatzar to the other ones, and the Mela, they don't Aser anymore the outer ones. So then Bittel helps. What's the case of Ma'arvin ve'ein Osrim? They could make an Erev, but if they didn't, they don't Aser each other. Ein Mevatel. In that kind of case, there's no Bittel. Kigon, Shnei Chatzeros u'Pesach Echad Beineihem. Look at the side of the Gemara. You have two Chatzeros side by side, and they have a door. There's a Mechitza that separates them, and there's a door in the middle. And they each have an exit into Rishus HaRabim. So they have an exit into Rishus HaRabim, and they have an exit from each one to the other. So each one is a completely separate Chatzer. So if they didn't make an Erev together, right, but each one made an Erev separately, each one can carry in their Rishus from their houses to their Chatzer, and the other ones from their houses to their Chatzer. And the fact that they have a Pesach between, right, doesn't Aser one on the other, because there's a Mechitza that separates them. But since there is a Pesach between, if they choose, they can make an Erev together and carry from one Chatzer into the other Chatzer, and from one house into their Chatzer, and then to the other Chatzer into the other house. So they don't aser one on the other, even if they don't make an Erev together, but they could make an Erev together. Okay, but if they don't make an Erev together, each one is mutter independently. So in that kind of case, you can't be mevatel. There's no bittel. Since they don't have too much shaychus one with the other, the whole idea of bittel is to take away the shaychus that you have. There are any shaychus anyway. So therefore there's no concept of bittel over here. Only an Erev will help. Bittel won't help that one is mevatel his chatzer to the other, and then those can carry, but this one can't carry. That won't help. So what's the case? So that's the case of Ma'arvin the Ein Osrin. Ein Mevatlin. Kigon, what's it called? Yeah, Osrin the Ein Ma'arvin. Where's a case where if they don't make an Erev, it's Osir, but they can't make an Erev? Where's the case where you can't make an Erev and it's and the Nail it's Osir? Right? Where's that case? Lasuye Mai. What case is that? Lav Lasuye Nochri. That's the case where there's a Goy in the Chatzar with at least two Jews. They can't make an Erev because the Goy, what's it called, has to be Socher his Rishus. So they can't make an Erev just like this if the Goy doesn't want to be Socher his Rishus. Right? And if the Goy is there, the Gemara says, V'ido asa miyesmo logar miyesmo. If the Goy was there, Erev Shabbos, you could make an Erev. Just rent out his Rishus and then make the Erev. Right? Elawat, Elalav de asa b'shabsa. It's talking in a case where the Goy wasn't there on Erev Shabbos. So you couldn't rent out his Rishus, right? And therefore you could have made an Erev Shabbos. But now it's Shabbos and the Goy came back. And now you can't make an Erev anymore. The Erev is batal. And you can't be socher his Rishus, so you can't make an Erev. And they aser one on the other. It's a case where they aser and they can't make an Erev. Right? Lechora, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said you could be socher the Goy's Rishus on Shabbos. Even though you can't make an Erev, you can be socher his Rishus, and then you'll be mevatel Rishus, and it helps. So you see that even in a case where you can't make an Erev, and they aser, you still could be mevatel rishus. So what's it called? So it's against Rabbi Yochanan, right? Shema mina. So you see from here that Shmuel held that you can't make bittul rishus, you can't make schiris rishus on what's it called on Shabbos, because if you could do it, then what's it called? Then what's the problem? Must be that you can't make the schiris rishus on Shabbos. Therefore, ain ma'arvin, right? And therefore, what's it called? There's no bittul rishus. So your Yochanan's case wouldn't work out according to Shmuel. That's what Rebbe Lezer was concerned about. Rashi. Kol makom she'osrim zel zeh below erev, v'imhayu rotzim ma'arev yechol ma'arev. Any case where, without an erev, they would aser one on the other. But they could make an erev, then mevatlin, then there's also bittul. That's where the Rabbanan instituted the concept of bittul. If he didn't make an erev, bittul will help somewhat. Im shaku v'lo irvu, if they forgot to make an erev, mevatlin reshusum le'echav, mehen v'avi kulei chotzer didei. Then the Rabbanan said, all of them can mevatlin their reshus to one of them, and the whole chotzer becomes his. The tehemu teres l'taltul b'kula, and then you can carry in the chotzer itself. Uvilvad shelo yotzu min abatim l'chotzer, as long as you don't carry from the chotzer into the houses, or from the houses into the chotzer, right? Elami beso shelo siyochid milvad, except where, what can you do? You can carry from the house of that person into the chotzer, and anybody can carry from his house, because they're all like his guests. So his house and the chotzer become like the same rishos. And all the other houses are excluded. They can't carry from their houses into the chotzer. So kol makom lasu yeshtei chatzera zulif nim lazu. The case where they aser, right? And, the hecha delo erivah pnimis liatzma asra chitzom. Where the inside one didn't make an erev, they aser on the outside one. Right, because it's regal ha'asura bimkoma, the people in the inside chotzer can't carry in their chotzer from their houses. So now, since they have the only access they have to Rishus HaRabim is through the outside one, they asur the outside chotzer too. They're considered like they're part of the outside chotzer. And since they didn't make an eruv, and they didn't make an eruv together with the outside chotzer, right, they asur. Osra chitzonu, dafilu rabbanan, depligia later b'kivi in the rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Akiva, right, who says that regal hamuteres bimkoma as osra. They didn't make an eruv between themselves, but they made an eruv for themselves. Rabbi Akiva holds it still asr. Even if the people on the inside chotzer can carry in their chotzer, they still asr on the outside ones because they didn't make an eruv with them. Even the Rabbanan who argue on that and say that if the inside one made an eruv for themselves, they don't asr on the outside ones. Modu de regal asur bimkoma osera shalom koma. That when they didn't make an Erev on the inside one, they asked her on the outside one. Kigon, b'chitzona, mishum drisha saregel, sheyesh lo aleva. V'im rotzol ha'arev, imor ma'arvin. But if they want to make an Erev, they could. They could make an Erev with the outside one, and then everybody can carry, right, from inside to outside, outside to inside. V'im shachu v'lo irvu. And if they forgot to make an Erev, so, mevatlin, b'nei pnimis, rishusan, v'nei chitzono, that's the case where if they don't make an Erev, they aser, and if they could make an Erev, and if they forgot to make an Erev, they could make bittul rishus. Shtei chatzeros psuchos l'mavli, ol rishus harabim, u'pesach b'neihem, shema arvinim imrotzim, v'imlo irvu zuim zu, zu muteres li'asma, v'zu muteres li'asma. Where's the case where ma'arvin, but ain't a mosrim? They could make an Erev if they wanted, but if they don't make the Erev, there's no iser. That's where they don't. One isn't the only access to Rishus HaRabim is through the other one, where they're side by side, and each one has its own access into Rishus HaRabim, but they also have a door between them. So if there was no door between them, they couldn't make an Erev one with the other, because they have no connection to each other. Since there's a door, right, they don't have to make an Erev with each other, because Lamaisa, there's a Mechitza that separates with a door. So the door can be considered a separation too. So if they each individually made an Erev, each one can individually carry in their chotzer, but they can't carry through that door into the other chotzer. If they, and therefore they don't answer one on the other, even without an Erev between them. But if they choose, they can make an Erev between them since there's a door. And then they can carry from in their chotzer and from chotzer to chotzer. So this is a case where Ein Osrim, that under normal circumstances, even if they didn't make an Erev together, they wouldn't be Osir. Either one is Mutter by itself. But, Ma'arvin, you could make an Erev. In that case, there's no Bittul. ein mevatlin, in hutzruchu letaltl mizu lezu, ein mevatlin reshus shel zu lezu. If they didn't make an Erev, and they want to carry from one chatzar to the other, it won't help for all the people in this chatzar, mevatl reshus, to the other chatzar, and then the people in that chatzar can carry into their chatzar. It won't help. Okay? The lo tikkun rabbanim bitl reshus al hechad asri alayu. The rabbanim only made the halacha of bitl reshus where they asr on each other. Then we need this halacha of bitl to save something. But if they don't asr, each one by himself is okay. Stam to make it mutter to carry into another chaser, right, which is not us, doesn't asr you anyway. You can carry in your own chaser. They didn't make such halacha of bitl reshus. You make an Erev, you didn't make an Erev, stay in your own chaser for Shabbos. So where's the other case? The case of Osrim, the Ein Ma'arvim. They Aser, and you can't make an Erev. We've had all the cases already. The case where they Aser and you could make an Erev. The case where you could make an Erev but doesn't Aser. Now we're looking for the case where they Aser and you can't make an Erev. What case is that? Isn't it the case where there's a Goy? Shedorim Shnei Yisraelim. A Goy who lives with two Jews, Bechotzer, in a Chotzer. Sha'osrim also shnei Yisraelim zal zeh. Now the two Jews are usher one to the other. The Jews can't carry into the chatzar from their houses or from the chatzar into their houses because of the goy, right? And because they don't socher rishus, the ein yicholim la'arid b'shvil anochri. They can't make an erev because they have to first be socher the rishus from the goy. The kamrin and the mevatlin. In that kind of case, you can't be mevatlin. Now the Gemara says the e osin nachri miyesmo amai kari lahu osrin. If the goy was there the day before, then they're not aser. Why? They ain't marvin. It's not a case where they're aser and they can't make an eruv. Hamotzik leruv ilamaker. They could rent his rishos and make an eruv. So it can't be talking where the normal case where the goy was there erev Shabbos, because that wouldn't be a case of as oser ve'eno ma'ariv. It's oser and ma'ariv. Be socher his rishos and make the eruv. Ella. The goy was not there Erev Shabbos. And they made an Erev. But now he came back on Shabbos. So he came back on Shabbos, Lechora. Now they Aser, because the Erev is bottle, and they can't make an Erev. Lechora, why can't they make an Erev? Let them now be Socher, the Rishos, and they'll make Bittul. So that, my Elamai, that case, Bittul won't help. Since they can't make an Erev on Shabbos, the most they can do is be socher the rishus, but they can't make an eruv. Okay, so they aser and they can't make an eruv. Bittul won't help. Yet Rabbi Yochanan said they could be mevatel the rishus one to the other. So what Shmuel said contradicts what Rabbi Yochanan said. Right, el alma bittul rishus lo tikkun ela heichad dechazu laruv ameyasma. Right, that bittul rishus only helps where they could have made an eruv, but if they couldn't make an eruv like now, then it won't help. That's a few things here. I think most of them we mentioned. First of all, Tosfos says, what's the idea, since you can be socher, less than a shava pruta, you can be socher on Shabbos. Right? Why, what's the idea? So Tosfos says that since the whole tachlis of the spheres is to be matur, the tiltal, right, that's why it's not really a real spheres. In other words, l'chor, it's mekech u'memker on Shabbos. But it's not really, it's just a fictitious kind of thing, right? The whole purpose is to matar tiltal. So the Magen Avraham learns in Tosfos that doesn't mean that since it's for the sake of carrying on Shabbos, it's with Tzorach Shabbos, you're allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. Doesn't mean that. It means that since the whole purpose is just to be matar the tiltal, it's not a real sfiris. And it's not a real sfiris, that's not what the Rabbanan asked on Shabbos. It's not real Nekach u'Memkar. The Chok Yaakov, though, learns that since it's Letzorech Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. The whole purpose is Letzorech, something that's necessary on Shabbos, it's Mutter. The Nafkamina is, can you sell your chametz on Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos? According to the Chok Yaakov, that the idea over here, why you're allowed to be Socher Rishus on Shabbos, because Letzorech, a mitzvah, so then this is also Tzorech mitzvah. But if the idea is that over there, the Schirus is not a real Schirus, by Mechirus Chametz, it's a real Mechirus. And therefore it's also. It doesn't mean that just because it's for the sake of something that's mutter, it should be mutter. That's not the idea. What Tosfos means is, since it's only for the sake of this, it's not a real schirus, that's okay. But over there, by mechirus chum, it's a real mechirus. Another thing that it says, you can be socher v'pachas mishava pruta. So the Rambam says two reasons. We had the Gemara before, because for a goy, even less than a shava prut is money. But the Rambam says another reason. He says because only a heker. You don't really need a real schiris. So you don't need a shava prut. But the Gemara says a different reason. So the Or Sameach explains, you need both reasons. The reason that it should be considered schiris legabi the goy is because even less than a shava prut is considered schiris for a goy. But why is it schiris legabi the Jew? For the Jew, less than a shava pruta, teretz is, because you don't really need 100% schiras. All you need is a heker, and therefore, for the Jew is also okay, less than a shava pruta. Okay, we said already the raited and the, whether schira lakito is midin bailin, or midin shlichas. And the nafkamina is, if you have goyim, who work for a Jew, right, can you, be socher, rishus from them, or no, since they work for a Jew, you can't be socher rishus from a Jew. You can only be socher rishus from a goy, especially on Shabbos, because for a Jew, you need regular shechiras. Only from a goy would they make them. Right? So if he's a shliach, then they become like the Jew. You can't be socher. But if they're the bailin, right, they're considered like the bailin, like Rashi says, then you could be socher from them too. And the opposite also would be the case. And the Chazonis says, even according to the Ravid, that's only a din of shlichus, that's only if they don't sleep and eat by the balabais, the goy, or the yid, right, the workers. If they sleep and eat there, they become like bailin too. Then, enochanami, then they become mamish like the bailin. What else? Echad socher al yidei kula. So there's a machlokas, the bir alocha, the mishabrura, and the Chazonis. Why you can do that? We said that what's it called, that it's like a shliach, right? So it's like all of them were socher. If one goes, he's doing it for all of them. So when one brings the Erev, he's doing it for all of them. That's how the Chazonish holds. The Bir Alocha holds no. That when the one is socher from the goy, so the reshus of the goy becomes his. Nenela, what's it called, he can now make an Erev for the goy. Because the reshus of the goy is his. It doesn't have to be as if all of them were socher. But it becomes his. So now he can do whatever he has to do with that reshus. The nafkamina would be, what if the socher left his dira on Shabbos? Okay, the socher left. Okay, the guy who rented it left his dira. So according to the bir halacha, right, it's not going to help. Because the goy's reshus became his. He's no longer shayach to the Seiruv. So now the goy is back to Asher. But if the idea is it's like he's a shliach and everybody did it, then everybody did it. Well, he don't need him around anymore.